Welcome to the Chatterbox. This is a podcast where we talk about anything and everything. Whatever I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about it. You're now listening to the Chatterbox. I'm Izzy.
Hey, and I'm Will.
Oh, I feel like I... You are so loud. I'm Let me turn down your microphone.
I can move... Is that better?
There we go, yeah.
And I'm Will. Yeah. I feel like I should just always come in, like, because you've got, like, that intro now. I should always come in, like, I'm also here.
Yeah, because it was... I recorded these jingles.
I had to run away.
But not only that, we hadn't made it official that you were going to be a co-host.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. But now it seems a bit late because I have so few episodes.
Episodes left.
Like, real talk?
Real talk, though.
Real talk.
Guys, real talk. We're going to get real for a second. Can we get the real talk theme tune in, please? Let me just find it.
Yeah, give me one sec. Let me find it. So we I have this week, next week, and two more. The 1st of July and the 8th of July. And then
you have four episodes left.
Including this one. Yeah.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? You're going to find me on the streets after this. I'll have nowhere to go.
I'm sure you'll be able to...
Find another radio show.
Let's face it, no other radio show is better than
this one.
Actually, speaking of radio shows, I found out that one of my friends at college has a radio show. I don't know for which station, but at this time. And it's live, and I'm like, oh, so you've been taking my listeners, have you? And he's had it for like 5 years,
so
there's no competition, but it's like...
Oh, okay.
It's friendly.
You can still make a little like rivalry about it.
Yeah. Oh, I see how it is. Okay.
Yeah, it was like, so if somewhere in Nottingham, every time I drive in, like my parents have to drive me in, on the same street, and I'm not even talking like a little bit away from each other, on exact opposite sides of the street, there's a McDonald's and a KFC. And it's like, every time I go by that, I think about them having turf wars and them like throwing their spare food at each other from across the street. And I just always think about them giving each other death stares because it's so obvious, like, someone put it there to compete.
But it's also like in Market Square, there's Costa and Starbucks.
Yeah.
Right next to each other.
There is, isn't there? Right by the Market Square. I just love stuff like that. I love stuff that's so blatantly petty. About just like, we're going to take these customers now, if that's okay.
Yeah, it's like, you could go to Costa and actually get good coffee that doesn't taste burnt or watered down.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could pay...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of all the Starbucks listeners.
Or you could pay £7 for a Starbucks coffee that is burnt and watered down.
To be honest.
Or for a frou-frou drink.
To be honest, I've done Starbucks like twice, and each time I couldn't get to sleep that night. Just, it kept me awake for far too long. Costa is warm. Keeps me
cozy.
Personally, the green, and I know this is like a little thing, I like to drink inside the establishment. I don't like walking around with my coffee that much.
Says he with a coffee.
Yeah, and well,
right,
that's
now.
Greg's. Greg's isn't exactly a sit down place. You buy it and you run to your destination. But with like a sit down coffee place, like I like to think Costa and Starbucks are one of them. It's like Cafe De Niro and everything.
Yeah,
Cafe De Niro and Costa.
Degrees.
They're on this 200 degrees. That's like, in my opinion, like better than both of them. But like Costa and Cafe De Niro, they're on like the same like platform to me because they've both got like a warm interior, they have the warm lights, whereas Starbucks is just so violent. I walk in there, it's like bright white light, and there's like a wall telling you facts about where they get their coffee from, and I'm like, I didn't come here to learn, just get me the drink in my mouth. And then they've got like treats underneath the glass thing, and like there's some kid crying. No, but it's like warm treats. They've got like things on sticks, and I'm like, I don't want a thing on a stick.
Oh, like cake balls.
Yeah. I don't want a cake ball, get me like a caramel shortbread, and this looks warm. And don't just ram, it looks like they're gonna stab me with it. I don't want that. And there's always some kid crying, and like he's got the food all over his face. But in Costa, it's like serious conversations. People are always like breaking up in a Costa, and I'm not saying I like that. I'm saying I like, really? Oh no,
it's funny.
Should we not bring it up?
it's just funny you said
it's
that.
True though, isn't it? Starbucks is like a family place, and in Costa is like, guys, come to Costa.
Well, to be fair, in Costa, when I go to Costa and I'm waiting for class and I'm not going to Waterstones to actually work, and I've got time to chill, I go to Costa with my book, I'll grab my coffee and a water, and I'll sit down and I can just sit and read.
Yeah.
without
well,
a doubt.
Well, I'd say that's probably the best argument for it. There's a mm-hmm. Costa in Waterstones. Waterstones is like the most big boy location you can think of. Like,
yeah, but if I go to the Costa in Waterstones, it's because I'm going there to work.
Right.
That yeah. has more available tables, and yeah. I'll meet my friend Stan, who...
You
I'm
still sure, get a drink though, right?
Yeah, I'll get a drink, yeah. but it's not... It's like, we've got our laptops, we are working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the Costa at Market Square, it's like, no, I can chill.
I go to the Waterstones Costa for, like, not work, but, like, I kind of go there for, like, freelance chill work. Yeah. So I'll go, because, like, right by the Costa is, like, the science section. Mm-hmm. So I pick out a book that interests me. Yeah, I'll pick out a book that interests me. I'll just read it with my coffee. So I'm still learning, but it's not, like, stuff I have to do.
Yeah.
So I get that. But
coincidentally, also this revision stuff.
Yeah, the revision stuff, I stay at home.
That's on the one below, isn't it?
What?
The religion.
I wouldn't know. I use Waterstones for like books that make me happy.
Fair enough.
I would never go near a revision section in a Waterstones.
And speaking of freelance, not really freelance.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. When you and I, before you even came on this podcast, not as William but as Bilby Rabbit, I wanted to meet up with you so we can actually talk and chill. That was in Waterstones.
Was it?
Yeah, don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, it was, because then you started, like, asking me questions. So
no,
it was a
casual conversation.
It was a casual conversation.
But it was stuff that I could get information from.
Well, to be fair, with the episodes where you've got guests on, obviously it's got to be more like an interview. You know what I mean? Because you've got to know about them. So it's not a bad thing that you were collecting, like, stuff to ask about me.
I was doing that because you were coming on as Bilby Rabbit. Yeah. I was interviewing the artist, not...
Not me now.
Messing around with my friend.
Yeah, I get that. And so I do remember that, actually. And I remember you took so many notes. I didn't know there were so many things that you could dig up about me.
Yeah.
I was worried. I was like, I hope you don't exploit me on anything. There was nothing to exploit. Don't worry. I was just worried that you were, like, investigating me. Have you ever played... do you play video games?
Occasionally.
There's this one called L.A. Noire. It's hilarious. And, like, there's this bit where, like, there's a meme about it, and there's this bit where they have to, like, watch
meme
each
review.
Other. Meme review! There's this bit where, as a detective, you're, like, listening to what people say, and you have to tell from their face if they're lying, and you, like, doubt them and stuff. It felt like that.
I'm very
the
good
whole time,
that.
I thought you were, like, in a fedora and a suit, and I was, like, I was a bit tense. I just hoped I didn't say anything bad. Did you like me at first?
Well, yeah. Our first meeting was because I had Archie on, and you were friends with Archie, and Archie was like, oh yeah, I've just come from her podcast, and you and I was like, oh, you have a podcast? Yeah, I have a podcast.
And
then you and I got the bus together, we were like, oh, we're getting the same
let's
continue talking.
That's cool. Yeah,
and you were also
that was
awkward, you didn't sit next to me. You said, I have a thing about sitting next to people that I've only just met. I don't want them to kill me.
I don't know, you could do anything. Like, I'm just saying, I have to get on that level. Whenever I eat, like recently, like just friends I haven't seen in a while because I don't know enough information about them yet. like I haven't talked to some people for like 2 months, right?
Yeah.
But they're still my friends, and I see them on the bus, and I sit like the chair in front of them because I'm like, you could have turned into anyone in these 2 months. I gotta know stuff first, man. I'm not sitting next to you.
I don't want to
like take an accidental peek at your phone and see some weird stuff, man. I'm gonna take a seat in front of you. So yeah, my rule of thumb is I'm gonna get to know you first, and then I can sit in the chair next to you. You've earned that privilege.
Thank you. And I almost, that privilege has really messed me up one time. Did I tell you?
Yeah,
yes,
you did.
That.
Oh, I love
there
this.
There was a guy, I got on the bus, and you and I normally sit on the top deck of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And when the bus was pulling up to my bus stop, I saw who I thought was William.
Mm-hmm.
So I went right up to the level that I would normally go on anyway, and I sat right next to him. I took off my headphones, I put my bag down, I sat under him. I was like, hey, how you doing? And the guy looked at, he still had headphones in, and he just looked at me, just, I know listeners can't hear this, but he was like.
Yeah, yeah, he did the shifty eye, like, slow move away from, and
like, what the heck are you doing?
As
and
he
like,
moves away, his eyes move more
and
towards
he didn't
you,
say anything, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, you look like one of my friends, and he just continued staring at me. He didn't say, oh, it's okay. he was just like.
That's so convincingly like me. I'm convinced he's like my doppelganger now.
No, but usually if someone's like, oh, I'm sorry, you look like my friend, someone goes, oh, just it's fine.
Oh, it's cool. I get it. He just looked at you.
He just continues staring. So I just like,
wow.
Can I leave? Should I stay?
Oh!
Sorry!
I would have loved if that lasted for like way longer than it should have. Like a good 20 seconds.
I was in the chair like, I kid you not, for 20 seconds thinking, can I go? Have I been excused?
Surely.
Did he acknowledge that I apologized? I was like, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I'll go now. And then I was like, sorry.
Do you think he was an alien? Because every person on the planet, no matter how socially awkward you are, would say something. Even if it's like a mumble. Just so you can know they're a human.
Or at least take out the headphone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even that's just a bit... Imagine he just took out his headphone and still didn't say anything. Because then you're waiting. And then it will last even longer. But every human knows to at least just go like, no. And then you're like, okay, cool. That interaction's over. And you can leave.
Yeah.
He didn't give you a single out.
I was like...
He gave you no way to exit whatsoever. No. What a horrible person. I hope he's listening. What was it about his look that made it seem like me? You can offend me.
I offend you anyway. Yeah.
Oh,
hello, darkness.
Oh, no.
No, it was just exact same hair.
Right.
The only same look. He had slightly, mm-hmm. now I'm thinking about it, slightly more of a wider face.
Yeah.
Not like puffed up, but just
a wider face.
Jaw structure was wider.
Mm.
And he was wearing glasses, but he was wearing that jacket. He was wearing the same jacket as you that I've seen multiple times, and a similar backpack to what you have.
Oh.
So I was...
That is strange.
I was like, oh, Will wears glasses. I didn't know that. How long are you looking at?
I have to say, I that's happened to me so many times as like a kid. I've taken it as like a rule of thumb now. Unless we've arranged to meet, I will not say hello to a single person. I'm not risking it. Like, if I haven't texted you saying, hey, let's meet in town, I will not say hello to you. If you come up to me and say hi, then I'm like, okay, the game is afoot. But I will never come up to you and say hi because I'm just too frightened. It's going to turn
into
out
the,
bad. Yeah.
The messed up thing that happened to me on the bus.
Well, the worst one that ever happened to me was like, I was going to, it was like infant school, so like I was a dumb kid, but like...
You still are a dumb kid, but I
remember it vividly.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ignore what you just said, by the way. But I was walking like up to the playground, because everyone goes there at the beginning of the day just to be like, hey, my friends are here. Mm-hmm. And I was going up to like the hole in the wall to smash our toy cars. And I was like, cool, I got my new toy car ready. I'm going to smash it to pieces. We're going to see what it's made of. Cool. And as I was walking up, I was like,
whoa. You're a trouble child.
Yeah, I know.
You?
Well, no. Well, I think one of the weirdest things about me as a kid was that I always saw school as a transactionary thing. So I didn't make friends. I went up to people and I was like, I'll give you that car for that car. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, thank you. And I walked away and smashed it. Like, that was his car and I traded it with him and I broke it in front of his eyes. And I was like, that's the art of the deal.
Okay.
That's the way it is. Don't hate the player, hate the game. So like, even as a kid, I had an understanding of that. Anyway, that's besides the point. I was walking up to the playground, and then I already said bye to my mum.
Yeah.
So I don't know what in my head was like, oh, she can teleport. Because like, in front of me, I saw this woman that was wearing the same sports gear as her. And I was like, my mum's here! How did that happen? She must have taken like a weird route around, but she's here. So I went up to her, and I hugged her, not only from like... I didn't just hug her. I hugged her because I was small, from
behind
with my face right in the tush. I wiggled in. Like, I didn't just hug. I, like, snuggled.
You nestled.
I nestled because I was like, Mom, you're here for me. Thanks. And she screamed. I don't know what the big giveaway for me was, that when she turned around, she had blonde hair. And I was like, how did I not see that? My mom's brunette. I was just like, the same sports gear. Must be the same person. That harrowed me. I cried. I walked away. And I didn't smash a car that day. So I that was a bad day for me. And since then, the deal has been, I will not say hello to a single person unless they come up to me or I have texted them.
It's been arranged previously.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. I'm going to put a song on.
Oh, already? Okay.
Well, yeah,
That's so nice. I love when that happens.
18 minutes that we've been recording. So I'm going to put a song on and then we'll talk about me interrogating you hours later.
Sure. All right. See ya.
Do you see what I did there?
Yeah.
With the jingle.
That was really good.
I thought, I'll put something in just in case, like, you know.
It worked really well, because as, like, the song was fading.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, it kind of, like, muffled. I don't know what, I can't remember what the effect is for that, but the song did a thing where it went, like, like quieter.
Yeah.
And then you came in and was like, I'm in the song too. And I was like, whoa. Yeah. Also, thanks for playing that. I feel too woke to carry on with this now.
The song, it's a cheerful song, like I love John it's Bellon.
We were just talking about it, like
listening to the lyrics and analyzing it, it's like, oh,
it's like cynical but it's hopeful, like the music is so like it's somber and it keeps it like moving and it's hopeful and it keeps it like there's a hopefulness to the track, but the lyrics are so like there's like a weird juxtaposition going on and kind of says a lot about America. So yeah,
I don't think it's restricted to America.
There's a lot to say. Well, I mean, it's called More in America. I feel like he's trying to say
it's called Morning in America because he's American.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the lyrics are like he's trying to say through the chorus. He's trying to say this isn't just my issue. This applies to like this is happening everywhere around America. You know what I mean? Just another morning in America.
Not just America either, because
everywhere.
It's crazy. You've got problems with that kind of stuff everywhere. Anyway.
Anyway,
let's
move on. Thanks for playing that. I'm really in my thoughts now.
Don't worry. The next song is Summer on You, so you can imagine it's a pretty nice beaty music.
Yeah, I can't wait. Right. What are we chatting about then?
All right. So, going back to when you said like I was basically interrogating you.
Yes.
I think I remember you mentioned you went to China.
I did.
Or was it Japan? It was China.
No, it was definitely China. Yeah.
So I went to talk about traveling.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I went to China as it was a school trip.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money. Oh, so much money. It was a. So the school I was with, I'm not with it anymore. 18 years old. The school I was with, they have a daughter school. Or a sister school?
Sister school,
not a daughter school. They didn't birth it. They have a sister school in China. I can't remember the name of it. It's like Ningbo something school. And it's massive and it's so much better than our school. But we're paired with it and we do like a foreign exchange thing every week.
Every week?
Not every week, like for once a week every year.
I was going
to
say.
So some students from Ningbo come down to Newest and that's my school.
And vice versa.
Yeah, and we just do that. And so
it's an exchange student program.
Yes. Thank you for summing it up.
Yep.
And I went down and did that. And it was beautiful because the first few days we just chilled in Shanghai. And then we went to Ningbo to do the school stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we spent another day in Shanghai. The Shanghai stuff was the best because we went to gardens. But like China loves their gardens. It's not just a garden. It was it was a sanctuary.
Same with Japan. It's like we go to the different gardens. It's
Yeah.
Flipping well, heck. This is.
It was like holy as well. They had like dragon statues where it was like, oh no. I remember being taught like a bunch of stuff about it. Like a serpent has a certain amount of fingers and a dragon has a certain amount of fingers and that's how you tell them apart. Mm-hmm. And so there's like, they pretend it's a kid's game, but realistically there's like a religion to it.
Yeah.
But they would be like, try and find the serpents and try and find the dragons. So you have to count the fingers and you'd go around. I did it, obviously. So that was like...
You would?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was embarrassing because no one else was doing it. Not even my girlfriend. So I was like, hey, you just join your friends. I'm going to go do this. And so like amongst all these like other children, like tourist children, like half my height, they gave me a booklet and a crayon and like I went for it and I was like looking at all the I was like whoa and yeah so yeah that Shanghai was beautiful and the, I think I don't want to shade China but if I'm being honest the culture is so strange down there and it's like
it strange because it's different to your norm?
I personally believe it's strange because obviously I think it's strange because of what I'm used to.
Yeah.
But also it's interesting how I personally believe from what I saw that first of all it's a communist country. Mm-hmm. And I think that's leaked into everything because there's a when you look at I don't want to like bring it up but if you look at like the different like mental health rates compared to our country, they're like completely flipped on reverse. Like in China, most mental health issues only occur like at the later ages of their life, whereas over here in America and the UK, it's younger lives.
Western.
It's younger lives.
Yeah.
And I think that's genuinely because of the differences in capitalism and communism.
Okay.
Because at school, at their school in Ningbo, the kids were so lovely. Like they were they were competitive, but in a healthy way. And they were, if you lost, they would be like, oh, don't worry about it, dude. Sport. This is how you get better at it. And they'd be like, you were doing great. That was all great. And they'd be very helpful to each other. And they had clubs. They had like their own separate rooms that they built and like designed for their own club.
Way of learning.
Yeah. And they would be there for ages. Their whole school day was so long, but it didn't seem like a worry because even the teachers were like their friends.
Yeah.
And they would work so hard that because of that attitude, they work harder. And they worked so hard, in fact, they get amazing grades, but then they end up, what we discussed about it was that they end up, because of how communism works, they end up going into jobs that perhaps don't suit what they were expecting.
Yeah.
And that, therefore, you know, but over here in capitalism, there's so much pressure on getting those amazing grades because there's like an elitist system. And it ends up giving younger lives mental health issues. And I think that's such an interesting thing to look at.
Because like, it's going off of the fact that there's two different ways that our countries work.
Mm.
Just in general here, it's general rule that you know from 8. To get a good job, you need to go to university. To go to university, you need to get good grades. Yeah. To get good grades, you got to work your socks off.
Yeah, and there's so much pressure.
And you, from the age of so young, doesn't necessarily get put in your head, but it's like university and future has always been a thing. Because it's like, you got to work hard to live.
Yeah, now's the time. Well, I have my best friend.
Yeah.
His mum's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only been around to his house a couple of times because she's a bit insane. And she, don't worry, he agrees with me. And he's, I remember talking with her and she was like, this is the golden time of your life. If you mess this up, you are going nowhere. And I remember her telling me that. And she was like, if you don't get all A's in your exams, so I'm like, first of all, I'm not your son, all right? but I remember her being like, if you don't get 3 A's, you and Sam can forget Leeds Fest. I'm like, you can't control how I spend my money. Yeah. What do you think you're doing? And she was like, you're not getting the TP. And I'm like, I don't need a TP. Mm-hmm. I'll make a TP. I don't care. I'm an adult. But yeah, that I think, by the way, to clarify, I'm no way saying that one system is better than the other.
No. I just think it's interesting. The whole school system is messed up in the sense that they don't pinpoint people's abilities. Because I don't work in a classroom sitting down looking at a board. I hate it.
Yeah, me too.
That's why BTEC works so much better for me, because there's a little bit expected, but most of it is practical.
Practical work, I am the same, but unfortunately, I just didn't end up doing a BTEC, so I just kind of had to deal with what I hated.
Yeah.
But I think, it was so strange traveling to such a contrasting country.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows, like, it's not only just, like, mental health, like, differences, crime are at different ages. Like, there are much more younger lives committing, like, you know, misdemeanors and just stuff like that, whereas over in China I was told that there are at older ages there's more people getting involved in crime there. It's just interesting. And I think that's one big thing that I took from it. I was just like, I don't think any system really works in quotation marks. I don't think you'll ever get a perfect system.
No.
It was insane to see that divide. Anyway, sorry, that was my China experience. And also, it was lovely, though. They had some strange food, and they had some great shops. There was one really weird experience I had.
Trying to cover it all up.
There was one really weird experience. I was walking down a street one time.
Oh, wait.
A street. What?
Fantastic.
And first of all, like, this is like the oldest street in Shanghai.
Ooh.
But it was like all kitted out on the inside, so like from the outside it was like, this is a Western town, but then when you got inside it was like, hey, we're selling Tamagotchis. Like, they had like everything futuristic. Tamagotchis, don't get me started.
Everything. Do you know they have an app now for Tamagotchis?
Really?
Yes, I kid you not.
Did you hold up your phone because you have it?
Maybe.
Do you have it? I'll have to take a look after. But Tamagotchis, like, you've heard about how insane, like, the culture is with the Tamagotchis down in Japan, right? They have to, like, hire babysitters just to have their Tamagotchi and stuff. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Tamagotchi babysitters. Insane. But I get it. Like, I understand what the feeling is. Tamagotchis were my thing, though. I had, like a penguin. Do you remember your Tamagotchis? My penguin lived a long life. I was very happy with how he lived.
Thing is, I had four.
You had four.
At a point, I had four. because I had collected them.
Oh, not like they had died or anything? No, you just had four different Tamagotchis?
I had four different Tamagotchis. They were all on my keyring.
Oh, they were all on your... I was thinking, I like the idea, like the visual of you having like separate little cots for them in your room. They're all wrapped up in blankets.
And when
like,
I say, and when I say keyring, I'm... Obviously, I was younger than 10. It was before I moved to the UK. So I didn't have a key to my house. But I had, you know, lanyard. And...
You just have a lanyard with five Tamagotchis on it.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't even think it was that bougie. I think it was literally just a metal key ring with all of them on there.
I think that's what it was. Have you ever seen one of those things, like the utility belt, like card things, where like they have like the wire on it and then you pull it out like that? If you had that, but with like four Tamagotchis on it, and you could just like zip it out and be like, yeah, let me feed them real quick. All right, done. And you just let it go and it flips back to your belt. I would have loved that. Tamagotchis were the thing. What were we talking about?
Japan.
Japan. No, but we were talking about China. What led to Tamagotchis because of China? Oh, yeah. They were selling them in that store.
Yeah.
And I was walking along that street and I was just like, everything's chill. And there were a couple of weird statues because whatever, everywhere, tourist location.
Yeah.
Graffiti, blah, blah, blah. They were just regular shops. They were selling tea. They were selling stuff, animals. And I walked through and then I looked into one store and it didn't sell anything. And this was like a tourist street because it was the oldest street in Shanghai.
Uh-oh.
But like directly in the middle of the room was just a unicorn. And I wasn't hallucinating. I swear I wasn't.
That's amazing.
And it was, the whole room was like, circular, and it was just one room. It was circular and it had a door in the very front of it, and the whole thing was painted like clouds, like on a very sunny day, and there was like pink lighting and it was very neon. And I remember looking in and staring at it for like 3 minutes
trying to figure out what the
relevance. I didn't go in
is.
I was too scared. I was like, if I walk in there, it's gonna become some weird like art
some
house movie. Yeah. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna keep going. But that was the weirdest experience I had, because that's like a Japan thing. That happens in Japan, not here. And it was a tourist location where it's like, wow, look how old this stuff is. And then there's that. So imagine how jarred I was.
Yeah.
That was probably the weirdest experience I had. Have you had any weird experiences abroad?
Well, I've been abroad countless times.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a lot of places in Europe and in...
Yeah.
Not in Europe.
Not in Europe. Right.
But
what's your favorite Europe location that you went to?
Oof.
I've gone on a road trip around Europe. I think I might have mentioned that.
Maybe.
And I think my favorite place was Venice. I know that's such a basic location,
but
it's
Venice.
Just so beautiful. You can't beat it.
I mean, it's like I've done road trips around Italy. So I've gone to Venice, Florence, Pisa. But then I've been to Rome and...
I tell you what, Rome really polarized me. There was so much waiting, because it's Rome.
Yeah.
But there was so much just boiling in the sun that it almost ruined it for me. And like Venice was the same, but like you could do stuff in Venice. You could just be on a boat boiling and then you'd be like, yeah, but I'm on a boat. But
with Rome, they
had to give you water to survive. Yeah. Like I just didn't...
But like I said, I've gone to Germany. I've gone to different cities in Germany. I've gone to different cities in Belgium, in... Amsterdam. Amsterdam is a city. In the Netherlands.
To be honest, I didn't catch on to that. I had no idea. I mean, I knew that, but I wouldn't have questioned it.
No, so I've been to places, and I've been to Slovakia for...
Slovakia,
yeah.
That's just a... I know, I'm not... I just think it's a funny word to say. Slovakia. It's strange.
For Explorer Belt, which is like... with scouts after I did the...
Scouts?
Yeah.
Scouts took you to Slovakia.
Could you let me finish what I was
saying? Sorry. Because I've done scouts and the most they did was take me to Sherwood Forest. Like,
after we did the equivalent of the Duke of Edinburgh, it's called the Mère Jeunesse in Luxembourg.
Oh, right.
I've done my bronze, silver and gold. And for gold, we went to Ireland, right? So that was amazing. But then you can do something called the Explorer Belt, which is less about getting from A to B by walking and how many kilometers you walked, but it's getting to A to B doing other ports of different transportation. So riding a bike, going on a boat, riding a horse, you know, just different. It's not, it's less
Did
about.
Did you ride a horse?
God, I wish. It was an option to, and I was, it, oh, I'm
I
so
wouldn't
annoyed.
Have. I, horses.
Don't.
That's a whole other can of worms. You go, sister.
But no, Japan, I think. Okay, Europe. You asked me my favorite place in Europe. I genuinely don't know. Because I've been to so many places. That's all got a significant value to me.
Yeah.
But the favorite place that I have traveled by far is Japan.
Japan.
Because it was 5 years in the making.
Right.
Because when I was at the private school in Luxembourg, there was me and two other girls. One of the girls was Japanese, another one was French-American, right? Mm. So, and we all had places where we wanted to took the other two.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, we all wanted to go to Japan with my Japanese friend.
Okay.
So, we went there 2 summers ago.
Wow.
Not last summer, the summer before.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it was amazing. It was something out of this world. I'm going to butcher the names of these places.
Do it.
But we went to Kyoto. She was living in Tokyo, but it wasn't like mainstream Tokyo that you see on the media.
Right.
You know, it was like, oh, little back alleys in, it's Tokyo City, but looking at it, you wouldn't think it's Tokyo,
okay.
You know, because it's not the mainstream media Tokyo. Yeah. So that was really cool. Took the metros every day, and then we went to Kyoto, which was gorgeous. Then, I can't even pronounce this, but we went to a traditional old water village up in the mountains.
Oh, water village. That
was incredible.
Thank you for bringing that up. I can't believe I didn't mention that. Was it Shanghai again? No, I think it was Ningbo. Ningbo, we had one day where we could do whatever we want. We went to a water village. It was one of the best things I've ever done.
And it was up in the mountains, and it was incredible.
It was so, like, solitary. Mm-hmm. And there weren't that many people there either. There were people on boats with, like, big sticks as opposed to, like, you know, paddles. And we went on one, and it was so calm, and the water was perfect, and it was so, like, you know when you see, like, in a James Bond movie, how they always have to have James Bond running around one foreign location?
Obviously.
And it's just that obvious, like, there's always going to be that scene. But it felt just like one of those places. Like, there was the streets were so small. I don't know how they fit cars in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt dangerous. And I remember walking down one of those, and I was like, I can imagine some dude in a suit jumping above me. And there was, like, a good mixture of white buildings and like, green everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was so gorgeous. And on my way out, I saw monkey brains being cooked, and I was like, that's ruined this whole thing for me. That's disgusting. But yeah, water villages are incredible.
Oh my gosh. And we had gone in August. No, my turn to stop. My turn to talk.
No, I know.
Stop talking.
I'll tell you in a bit. I've got something else. You go.
And we had gone just in middle of August. I think we left on the 10th or the 11th of August.
Mm-hmm.
And there was two festivals going on. One of them was in the water village, and I cannot remember the name, but it was the only place left in Japan where they actually do this type of festival. It's where everybody lines up in the street and they do you know, the traditional wooden platform shoes that Japanese wear?
Clops?
Like the flip-flops, but with, like, the beams.
I know.
It was that kind of dance, and you would do, like, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, and then repeat it all the way around. And it was gorgeous. It lasted ages. And then when we were in Kyoto, there was a festival where it was, like, they set fire to the mountains, in the sense of there was six mountains surrounding Kyoto.
Right.
And on each mountain, they have symbols. So, like, a boat, a star, different symbols, you know, that mean something in Japanese.
Right.
Oh, it was amazing.
They set fire to the mountain, right?
Okay, it's called, translation is setting fire to the mountain or something similar to that. But they have, like, beams.
Right.
And they set fire to the wood that is...
And it looked like the mountain was on fire, or like the top of it.
I'll show you the photos.
Okay.
It looks like...
Because I thought they were just willingly starting the apocalypse. That's what it sounded like to me.
Once a year.
Yeah, once a year, we go all out. We just start it, man.
No, but it was really tremendously beautiful. And Japan was just so different to what I'm used to. And, like, I'm not even going to pronounce this, but you know the traditional red gates?
Mm-hmm.
The line of red gates.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think I know the picture in my head. I can't.
I can show you a photo.
Expand on it though.
That was breathtaking.
Yeah.
I was lost because I thought it was just like a trail of red gates going up. Mm-hmm. I was too tall for it. I had to stoop. Like, literally, if I stood at my normal height, my head was pushing the gates, like, one of the beams up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had to stoop to go through. So with my red hair and being, like, a foot taller than everybody mm-hmm. else, I stood out, obviously, in Japan.
Wow.
But yeah. It was so beautiful, because then we came to one section and it opened up into gardens, and I was like, oh, I don't want to leave. It was heavenly. But I've got to put on a song.
Okay.
Is there something you want to say before?
Yes. So, you know, you talked about Water Village.
Yeah.
To me, and no one told me, and I didn't know enough about it, but they were just like, we're going to a Water Village tomorrow. I was like, oh, it's a water park. So I packed swimming trunks and a towel and goggles,
because
I had
that.
I brought it on the day we went. In my bag, and I came out with like sun cream, and everyone was like coming out with like cameras and like with full cargo. I was like, so wait, where are the slides or the pools and stuff?
I walked off the bus
with like all my swimming gear and stuff.
Oh my god, you did.
And everyone looked at me like, we're in China, dude. Like, we're not swimming. Oh, why would we do that?
That's hysterical. That's such a new thing to do.
Anyway. I still brought it in case I could take a dip, but I didn't.
Fair enough. Here's the next song.
Nice. I needed that after that last song. That made me feel like the Little Mermaid. I loved that.
Oh, the Little Mermaid? Yeah.
Well, it felt so underwater, you know. Oh, under the sea. Oh, that felt good. Thank you for that. Because I was still so thinking.
It wasn't that song, though.
Did it surprise you that after getting that woke from the last song, that I immediately went to like, yeah, the cultures are so different. And I wasn't talking
you
about
changed.
How beautiful it was.
You
I was
changed.
Like, yeah, it really made me feel this way.
And that's what I wanted to talk to about. Mm. The visiting of the place and the experience, not necessarily the school.
Yeah.
But okay, we're going off on
that. Well, that was the main thing about it. Like, I went to a temple that was beautiful, couldn't take any pictures, but there were, like, massive metal Buddhist statues.
Yeah.
And I thought what was funny was we weren't allowed to take out our phones and, take pictures. Mm-hmm. But one of the funniest sights I remember seeing... So, like, the temple, first of all, they take on from the streets, like, homeless people as well as, like, stray dogs. Great place. Loved it. But one of the funniest things was a monk... You know how you expect monks to be. They had, like, the white socks with the sandals that twirl down to their shoes.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the red and yellow robes and stuff and the completely shaved heads. That's correct. They have that. That's not an inaccurate depiction. Everyone wears that stuff.
Yeah.
But what is even funnier is there was some dude, like, they were all eating inside. Didn't expect that. They all had a table
Don't
and
tell
they
me
had
one
microphones
of them had
and stuff.
An iPhone and was actually...
Yes,
did they?
So he got up from eating. First of all, you'd expect them all to be like cross-legged with like lavender being burnt. They were just sitting at like a cafeteria table, like watching TV. And I'm like, okay. And then they ran... This one dude was like, oh, I got to take this. And I saw him... the weirdest sight I've ever seen in my life is a monk, shaved head and all, running out like, oh, yeah, the package is just outside. I got to get it. All right, just wait one sec. I've got to sign for it. Like,
oh
he was
gosh.
On the phone with like an Amazon delivery driver. I'm like, what?
That's incredible.
You're a Buddhist monk. You don't need anything. Your one rule is give up everything. That's all.
Well, it's not
yeah,
give
like,
up everything. It's...
Give up,
you,
like...
You have no want for anything.
Want for anything.
Because of that, you get rid of everything.
But then that raises the question, why would you be using Amazon? So, yeah, I spent what was annoying was the first 30 minutes of the day, I was like, wow, this is so majestic. And then for the next hour... All I was thinking about was that. Like, all I was questioning
what
was that.
What did he order
other,
from Amazon?
Yeah, while other people were like, oh, dude, like, the religion's so cool. They have this. I'm like, yeah, but what was in that box, man? What did he get?
What was the phone call? Why
does he have a phone? Why was he... He was, like, a business dude. Like just, yeah, just wait one sec. Like, I was... The next thing I expected to see was a guy with, like, a Bluetooth earpiece and, like, a clipboard or something. And I just... It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. They had loads of dogs, though.
Ooh.
So that was chill.
Doggles.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we went to plenty of places. We went to a museum that just showed you all the culture. The main thing we did was museums and stuff. There's not much to say about that, except I got to see some cool masks and daggers. Are you okay? Are you good? You holding back a sneeze there? You dealing
know.
With that one? Say pineapple, because you put your tongue to the front of your teeth. Go. You good? Tongue to the front of the teeth?
I don't know. It was just like...
I don't know.
I got an itch. And it was just
it was an itch?
It was an itch, but it wasn't an itch. It was like something was there and it was just like... Yeah, what is...
Oh, wow.
Ah. I mean, you saw my face.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it lasted way too long, dude. That was insane. You have been like... I don't want to say a mess today, but you have
been a
bit of a mess today. Yeah.
I was hiccuping all this morning
this
and then
yeah.
getting here. I was just...
Yeah.
not with it.
Yeah, not with it at all. And it's been delightful for me to see. I've shown no sympathy. I've just laughed at you every time you've had these like minor bodily breakdowns.
When my body was just like, no.
Yeah, yeah. Before the show, you're just like getting everything that you need out, and it was just like, that's so funny. Everyone does it, and I do it too. Everyone before a show needs to do that thing.
I'm saying bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
As if I was in flipping Cinderella.
Oh, that's where it's from. Yeah, I wondered why I said it. I was like, where is that from again?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Yeah. Before the show, we had to do mic tests, and I was like, bibbidi bobbidi boo, what's up? It's William Osborne back with another makeup tutorial. Like, you just say anything. So yeah. I wondered why I said that. Okay, Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Apparently Cinderella's up in there. I don't remember much from Cinderella. Like, because, you know, Disney, old Disney films, yeah. Like kid films. The ones I remember watching are like Jungle Book. Lilo and Stitch was big for me.
Oh my gosh, Lilo
and Stitch is one of the best things ever. You can't beat it. And weirdly,
Stitch.
Yeah,
Stitch.
I used to be able to do the voice so well. Like, a Hanuman's family, and family never gets left behind. Just like that. That's the voice. Yeah, I can't
remember.
That was a bit too high. I think he was a bit bassier down here. But yeah, Lilo and Stitch was like the whole thing for me. I even watched the TV series where like every episode there was a new alien.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're going to go get him. And I'm like, why are we enslaving these aliens, guys? We just let him be free, but we still did it. And I was like, I'm on for the ride.
Let's go.
And Dumbo, weirdly, was the other one. But Cinderella was the one which I just couldn't be bothered about. But for some reason, that's up there now.
Want to know how I started getting into Cinderella? Mm-hmm. Like, mainly into Cinderella. Like, obviously, I was watching all the other Disney films, mm-hmm. but I remember in Silverstone, where we lived before we moved,
mm-hmm.
my parents had a tiny, tiny TV in their room. And yes. when I say tiny, I mean one of those box square ones with a yeah. VHS.
Oh, VHS,
and Cinderella
dude.
Was the only one. So in the morning, I remember, it was the only one they had on VHS. Mm. So I remember most mornings, unfortunate for my parents, mm. Annie and I would come in and demand Cinderella gets put on yeah. before we get out of bed.
Yeah. I think one of my first memories was like, you know, CRTs, mm-hmm. CRT televisions. Well, you just CRTs, cathode rays. Like when you turned it on and turned it off, they had that fizz. Like,
and the static, like rubbing
so
the TV.
Yeah,
screen
and you could get the
static.
And then the VHS. That I had like the first memories I've ever had is just playing with that TV. I just turned it on and off.
Yeah.
I didn't watch anything. I just
not the screech, but the if it powering
yeah,
on the
yeah, like that. Oh, CRTs are amazing. Regular TVs now, they're boring. I want some fizz to my TV. Are you listening, Adobe? Get me some fizz. Sony, get me some fizz.
Adobe is an editing.
I know. I just realized. Sony, that's why I corrected myself. Get me some fizz, otherwise I'm gonna get mad. I'm gonna walk down like to the company Sony and just be like, fizz, please.
Fizz.
Well, I just that and plus I had Jungle Book on VHS. That was mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember having the case. I remember putting it in. Jungle Book on VHS, guys. That was it. And Dumbo.
One or two though.
Dude, right. Personally, all original Disney sequels are bad. I am ready and prepared to fight everyone on that. What? Yeah. Give me a sequel. Lion King, not as good as the first one. The Lion King sequel is just the first movie, but from a different perspective.
And
it's not
the
good.
Third one.
And so is the third one. And so, yeah, so on and so forth.
Lilo and Stitch 2.
Lilo and Stitch 2. I watched it recently. The little hamster guy. I can't remember what his voice is. Don't call me Fluffy. Like, whatever. Like he, and then he just annoyed me.
Okay.
And he was, like, the main antagonist. When it was the shark guy, like, I liked that. You know, the big shark giant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this...
FBI
this,
agent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This... Well, no,
no,
the,
no,
the big...
The alien version
yeah, yeah,
of
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Whereas this hamster dude was, like, so
oh,
annoying
yeah, no,
and sounded
him.
So, like... Ugh. Anyway. And plus the story... It was Leroy and Stitch.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the idea... I mean, first of all... an immediate Hollywood sequel is just like, oh, it's the hero but evil. Like, it's
yeah.
it's like always that. And so I just always found it a bit cheaper than the first one.
Fair enough.
What other ones were there? The Jungle Book sequel, I hardly remember it, but I remember
he went to the village
enough.
And met a girl. That's all I can remember of.
Why am I in a village? It's called The Jungle Book. Get in the jungle, please.
Because he's a man cub.
So, yeah, what else was there? Are we counting Disney Pixar?
Mm.
Because Pixar, personally, I feel like it's just getting better.
But Disney has now bought Pixar, so that could be because Disney owns it.
You've just blown my mind. yeah, Pixar was another big one for me. That was
Ants movie. What was Bugs. Ants. Bugs. Bugs.
Bugs. Well, Bugs Life.
Bugs Life. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Oh, I loved Bugs Life.
But Ants as well. That because I remember when that genre of film was conflicted. Because there were so many. There was like the Ant Bully.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
The Ant Bully was like a big one for me because I was like, I want to be that boy.
The bully?
No. He was the bully, but there's this kid. It's a great story.
We don't have time for
that. Do we not?
Okay. We have 6 minutes.
Okay. There was the Ant Bully, there was Bugs Life, and there was Ants. And they were all in competition with each other in that same era. Bugs Life beat every single one.
Bugs Life. Don't go into the easily. Light. I can't. It's so pretty.
I don't remember that. That's really good.
It was outside of the festival. Remember?
My favorite joke was the slug. I even got it as a kid. And he's like in a restaurant. And he's like, order up. And he gives it to the slug. And he starts eating it. And his mouth starts frothing. And he's like, I said no salt. Like it's.
Oh, that, yeah.
I love that. That's such a good. I love that one. Bugs Life. That was another big one. But did they have a sequel for that? Because I didn't.
I don't think Bugs Life had a sequel.
Good. Leave it there. Bugs Life generally isn't, like, hasn't been perceived as one of the better ones.
That was Pixar.
That was Pixar, yeah.
Before Disney.
Yeah. And they generally, that hasn't been perceived as one of the better Pixar films. But I think it kind of set the footwork for, like, Pixar films after that.
Yeah.
Because it started, you know, working into its formula. And I know the formula nowadays is kind of parodied a lot of just like bugs but alive, dogs but alive, your thoughts but alive. Like it's I get it, but it still set the ground. Toys but alive. Toy Story 4, by the way, I cannot wait. Are you a fan of the Toy Story series?
We're gonna have some issues.
Yeah,
it's like I will sit down and watch them, no problem, but I like the first two, but then when the third one was when Andy went to university, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That one, I was like, kind of pulling a stretch now.
Oh.
I was like the first two I get it, and I liked it, but I didn't think it needed a third one, and I
really because the trilogy is like the perfect. Like, everyone thinks that's like the perfect amount. It like sums up, you know.
Yeah.
Everything beginning, middle, end.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
With Andy being a full our age now and going off to university and no longer playing with toys, which is so sad. And I refuse to believe my toys aren't real. I still sleep with a cuddly toy.
Oh.
With a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And
ain't nothing weird about that. No, don't worry.
I have no shame. I sleep with a teddy bear.
I'm not gonna go in
I
on you about
no
it.
Shame.
I did the same until I was six. For me, Toy Story 2 is my favorite. I think that movie, like Toy Story 1, it was good.
Toy Story 1 was when they went to the toy store, and Toy Story 2 was when the neighbor stole.
Toy Story 1 is where. Wait, let me try and remember.
Yeah, they went to the toy store because someone got...
That's definitely Toy Story 2, because they go to Al's toy barn, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Toy Story 2.
Oh, Toy Story 1 is when they're moving, and then the neighbor gets them.
Were they moving? Yeah, they were. They're moving, and then Woody and Buzz get lost, or Buzz gets lost, and then Woody goes after him, or the other way around, I can't remember. And they have to get back home to Andy, and that's the whole thing. And
I remember. Sid, they were in a car, and they were going to space...
Pizza Planet!
Oh my god, Pizza Planet!
I remembered it!
And they, Buzz got lost there. What's his name? Woody went to save him. Mm. They ended up
in the claw machine. The claw. You saved our lives. We are eternally grateful. Oh, dude.
And then Sid got them, brought them home.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was that, and they had to get back because they were moving and they were leaving.
I will say that last scene where Woody messes with Sid, that's probably one of the best scenes in the Toy Story franchise. That was great.
I still think that dude looks like
me.
The actor.
when I was bald.
The actor. You know the guy from With the Millers? What are you
Will
doing?
Will Poulter!
That's the one. What do you think you're doing to me?
It does look like Will. It does look like we're...
Have I just blown your mind?
You've done that twice in like 5 minutes. You've saved all your mind blowage till the very end.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it.
And with that note, I'm going to end it.
Yeah. All right.
Do you have anywhere you need to plug yourself?
No, just YouTube again. Bilby Rabbit. Find me on YouTube. Love you loads. I got loads of content up there. You can see my face. All right. See you next week.
Thank you all.
It's chill.
And as always, guys, you can follow me on Twitter, this podcast on Twitter at chatterbox19. That is chatter_box19. I've gone into a habit of saying that.
Yeah,
it just rolls off
you
the
need
tongue
to,
now.
Yeah.
And also, if you miss the live recordings, you can catch them up on Mixcloud, which I tend to get the footage later tonight. So mm-hmm. Same episode is up the same night. We'll have to say last week wasn't on Mixcloud because some stuff was happening, but that will be on tonight.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And there's also episodes up on Spotify now. So
Spotify,
go check that out.
I'm now on Spotify. So hey ho.
We're now
Here
on
we
Spotify.
Go.
Come on, man.